Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The ultimate football team. The ultimate football show. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI. The most comprehensive, in-depth presentation anywhere concerning fantasy football. The Fantasy Football Hour is brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Window dealer. By Moxie Soda. By Gould's Distinctive Clothing. And by Atlantic Power Cleaning. The fun and games starts now.
Welcome to the jungle. We've got fun and games.
Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson.
All right, good Sunday morning, everybody. Jim Hackett, Pete Davidson alongside. It's divisional weekend here in the NFL. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Not a lot. You know, I mean, watching those games yesterday, man, you know, the pace is just like, I didn't play any DK yesterday or Jock Market for a reason. I just looking at the players, I'm like, I just don't see any action. And I kind of hit that one right, man. It's a couple slow games. Good games, but slow games.
Yeah, I mean, well, we got the, I think what, I should have looked this up, but I think off the top of my head, what, 4 out of 5 home teams won in the wild card round? I think that's right.
Yeah. And then yesterday, not so much.
Yeah, and then yesterday we had the Road Warriors. You know, at one point in that game, I sent out a tweet off the top of my head. It was something to the effect of, man, like, the Packers should be winning like 21-0 right now, and they just aren't. And
I know.
You could. It just had the feel of one of those games like, man, you just don't leave that much on the table the way they did in the first quarter,
yeah,
you know, halfway through the second. And then, you know, against a team like the Niners where, you know, you just, like, don't give them a shot to do what they did at the end. Like,
yep.
And Green Bay just, they let it hang out there.
Yeah.
And you sort of feel bad for them because, you know, I would say over the course of the game, I would say Green Bay probably, you know, like if it was a boxing match, I think they would have won, you know, like what?
They won on points, you know, 109 to 101 or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I think they clearly controlled the game. With the one exception of, I mean, the front seven of the Niners, give them so much credit.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, they're just ferocious.
I mean, every time Rodgers needed that second to make a play, they took it away from him.
Yep.
And same thing on the other end. I mean, the two defensive lines really controlled that football game to some extent.
Yeah, no doubt.
And just bizarre. It was just a bizarre game. And now Brady is like the football Moses.
It's
like, he just manages to like part the field for himself, you know? Like, I mean, Green Bay definitely should have won that game. Now they didn't. And now if Tampa comes out and wins today, they're hosting another championship game.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're going to get into a lot into Brady. So just kind of set the stage. I want to kind of recap some of the action yesterday. We'll get into today's slate. Talk about the Pats and what we're looking forward to in 2022. I have an article up on WEI.com that launched Thursday morning that was called Bet Checker Fold on the entire roster. And then we can get into that a little bit. And then, but also, the news keeps kind of popping up on Brady. And I'm just going to tease this. We'll get into it. But two more articles this morning, Pete, you know, on like what's looking like, you know, that some scuttlebutt, Jason LaConfora, talking to, you know, teammates, and they're bracing for a potential retirement. Jeff Darlington and Adam Schefter put out today that he's obviously going to take time after the offseason, after the season, before committing. I mean, there's some, the speculation is circulating, but before we get into this, I want to get into that and get your opinion on it. I have my own. But I want to just, you hit on something on the Green Bay game last night, and I was talking to Justin, our producer, before I came in. You know, every time I watch the Packers, and they're on a lot, like
you
from Thursday night football all the way through Monday night football, you can usually, and the red zone, you can usually get a good amount of Packers football any given week. And Pete, I always feel like when I'm watching them, they should have three more touchdowns than they have. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the game yesterday was weird. Obviously, the conditions fell away from them. I think not having losing what Bakhtiari was big, because we saw those breakdowns. They were so consistent, especially on, like, you know, third down.
Yep.
I think if they have their OL, just like last year against Tampa, like, they really don't function well without that guy. And it hurt them against this team. And Bosa,
he was a monster.
Air quote, clearing the concussion protocol was huge. I mean, if Bosa's not on that field, they lose hands down.
Yeah.
It was just a really, really strange football game. And, you know, looking back at it, it was a lot of fun. As you know, because I got to sit there, I didn't care who won. So it was just like, wow, look at this madness.
It's funny, in a game
unfolding,
like,
before us.
Yeah. In a game like that ends 13-10, I found myself just rooting for offense, which is weird to say when there was only five scores and three of them are field goals. But like, anytime Debo Samuel had the ball, I was like, yeah, go, man.
Debo's,
you know?
Yeah, and it's hard not to root for Debo.
Such really a great player. But like, on the flip side, like, anytime Debo had the ball, it was exciting. Anytime that the Green Bay remembered that they had Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams and Aaron Jones, it got a little exciting. But they just, I don't think it's Rodgers, Pete. Like, I'm not a huge fan, but I appreciate the man. But like, I always feel like they should have 21 more points up on the board than they do. Like, why do they play so slowly?
Their coach has some interesting ideas when it comes to managing a football game.
I'll say.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. You want to know something that I found really interesting about that game? And I was really thinking it right down the stretch, with about 7 or 8 minutes left. I said to myself, you know, as if you recall, as we got into the fourth quarter, the snow started to pick up.
Yeah.
Right. And it really became a factor just really maybe on the last 4 or 5 possessions of the game. The snow really started to become a factor. And it sort of struck me, like, how, you know, ironic is it that what may end up costing the Packers here, in addition to the way they blew the first half a little bit, is that the whole frozen thing is suddenly working for the opposition, because the 49ers were so much better suited to win that football game if it got ugly.
Except for one player. Like, Garoppolo was really trying hard to lose that game.
Toledo. That's what I'm saying. So, that's exactly what I'm saying. So, like, if that game had come down to Garoppolo needing to win it, I think it's a problem. But it came down to a special teams play and who could run the ball better over the last couple of minutes of the game. The Packers allowed it to happen, and you saw it on the last couple Packer possessions. You know, the 49ers knew what they wanted to do. They took everybody away. They put an extra guy on Adams, and unless Rodgers got a clean pocket, it just wasn't going to happen.
And it wasn't clean. It was rarely clean.
It wasn't right. They kept forcing him out to the right. And it just wasn't there. And, you know, Green Bay blew it in the first quarter.
I agree with you.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, when they were up, it was the second quarter. It was still 7-0. And like, San Francisco was making mistakes up and down the field. I mean, Garoppolo threw that.
Right.
They finally, would they go 4 possessions?
Oh, the drops. I mean, the drop by Kittle. Jimmy's not going to throw a better ball than that, George.
All day.
And then he catches that one on the sideline. That might have been the changing play. Because that one-handed catch he made, made on the sideline, that was like a Gronk catch.
I might have this wrong, but it was at least 2 or 3 possessions where they didn't get a yard or complete a pass.
Oh my gosh.
Okay?
Yeah, the first 6 49er possessions, it's like, you go read it and it's like, oh my gosh, this is a Greek tragedy.
Yeah. Then
like, the idea that team was about to win is
unbelievable. Insane. Well, this is the point we're making, right? I think we're both making, which is then the 49ers finally get it going. They get down the field and Garoppolo just like throws just a rotten pick. I mean, he was a good second and a half late on that throw. Like, Kittle waved his hand 3 times.
Right.
3 times.
No, like, if at the end of the game somehow Green Bay pulls it out, I think that hesitation on Garoppolo, where he just waits that just one little count. It's an easy touchdown if he just lets it fly when he saw it.
Absolutely.
When he saw it on the replay, you know, he hitched that one little second, and Aikman really called that right.
Aikman did,
You know, that hitch allows the sideline to become the second defender, and then all of a sudden the defender can jump it. And like, you really saw it like that. Like, when we talk about guys who see it and hit it, that's the value of it right there.
Right.
That play. That hesitation, it could have been the game.
And that's what, like, I've said this for years, and it's a good segue to Brady. I'm not going to go there yet. But within being the greatest quarterback of all time, to me, he's the greatest red zone quarterback of all time. It's those throws that he always just hits. And when it's time to get paid, he gets paid and makes that play. And by the way, that wasn't even Garoppolo's worst play of the game. He had three other throws in the second half that should have been picked. And how about on that last drive? What about that pitch? Like the running play. Justin, did you see that? That running play, like Garoppolo threw like a Pedro Martinez fastball. I saw that you tweeted it. I responded to it.
Jimmy's like, I've got to find a way to blow this game.
He chucked it like as hard as you could chuck it. Credit to Elijah Mitchell for grabbing it. I mean,
Debo. It was Debo. Debo comes up and like, no, he reaches up with like his left hand and yeah, no, that was a beautiful play. Another one that if Debo somehow fumbles that ball, that could be the game.
That could be the game.
Right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, Garoppolo tried really hard, really hard to lose that game. And here he is again.
The pass in the flat to Elijah Mitchell. And Aikman again really called that play well. He's like, the defender puts his head down. If he keeps it up, he realizes he can jump it. And that is like six.
No question.
And again, game changer. And so, yeah, I mean, it was Garoppolo's night of living dangerously. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
No
he
question.
Had at least three or four passes where it's like, Jimmy, you can't
stop
do that
it.
In the divisional round.
Stop
you
it.
Just can't.
Yeah.
But now, you know, hey, who knows? The one thing you got to give Garoppolo is he's out there playing. Clearly, he's not 100%. You know, you can sort of see some of those balls flopping out of his hand. Clearly, he's not getting a good grip. So I want to give him a little bit of credit for going out there and, you know.
For sure. No,
he's in a tough spot.
No, he has flashes and he plays hard.
Right,
he's brittle, but he's playing through it now.
Right.
I'll give him that. But it goes back to what we were saying at the top, Pete, which is, and you said you didn't want to go down a wormhole. I kind of do it with LaFleur, because when you have an opposing quarterback.
Well, it's just a time thing, Jim.
No,
I mean,
that's
like,
okay.
After the show, you and I can go down the wormhole.
No, I think it's an interesting topic, at least to hit. But, like, you know, when you have an opposing quarterback really, like, gifting you the game, and you've got talent like Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones, even like throw Lazard in there. You know, why are you only up 7 points on your home turf when you have such an advantage? What is LaFleur doing? Why is he playing the game so slowly? He's going out of his way to slow down fast horses.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree there, especially given the opponent, because now you're playing like
their game. You're playing their game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Mercedes Lewis play seems a little like now, like looking back at it, like that play really killed him.
Yes.
I don't know why it did, but it seemed to just sort of suck the life out.
Deflated
of him.
Them.
Such a weird play.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Hey, sorry, Green Bay. Anyway.
You know, but you know, there's a parallel, you know, I'd like to make, like, you know, I remember, and you know, I mean, I'm all grown up now, but like when we, like, you know, when the early part of the Brady,
in some ways,
very much not, but the, you know, in the early part of the Patriots dynasty and in the early stages of the Brady Manning thing, I mean, I got off on how the Patriots just like dominated Manning. And I used to think a lot of it was Manning and Belichick's ability to get in his head, and part of it was. But I remember like later on in the rivalry when there was a game where I just saw Manning just take the keys away from Dungy, like, I'm doing it my way, and they exploded and they won.
Right.
And I'm making a parallel, which is like, you know, people pick on Aaron Rodgers for, you know, he gets a little demonstrative after they lose. He gets frustrated and stuff like that. I think I would be too, because I feel like Matt LaFleur's offense has handcuffs on him. This was his year, and I'm not a Packers fan. I'm just saying what I'm seeing. He's got every right to be a little cranky, because I just feel like his hands are tied, and he's got the weapons, and he's got the skill, and he's got the resume. So what is it? To me, it's LaFleur.
I do think LaFleur is a suboptimal head coach, personally, just my opinion.
I agree
and
with
then,
you.
Look, they have had some bad luck the last 2 years.
I think he's a bum.
Lose it, you know, the offensive line injuries right before the big game 2 years in a row. You know, I got to at least give him that. But look, they blew it last night.
They did.
Rodgers, has to own a little bit of it because he just makes one play somewhere and the game is different.
True.
The coach was suboptimal. The special teams literally just get, I mean, you that play in that spot, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. But
and Crosby's been a mess all year. And when you they always say on a block kick, unless someone really comes through cleanly, it's the kicker's fault because they're not getting under enough. You know, their special teams have been a disaster all season long, and it finally came back to bite them, you know, in a big way.
And you say you don't want your specials to be the deciding factor of the game, and then you sort of conservative your way into it becoming the most important thing in the game. So
exactly,
you know,
it's
sort of weird.
Yeah, they cast their own die. They put themselves. Yeah. LaFleur put that offense and that team in a position to rely on their worst asset.
Right.
That's a fireable offense to me, you know?
I mean, if Rodgers leaves and they don't re-sign Devontae, you're going to find, you know, next year will be a real good referendum on whether that guy can coach.
Absolutely.
He's not going to be able to lean on the two superstars anymore.
Absolutely. So, you know, so we're going to, we'll break down the games a little bit. Also, young Joe Burrow made a name for himself again. He keeps
unbelievable.
He's the real deal. And you know what?
He's a special thing.
Yeah. You know what? And you know,
talk about that.
The pre-2001 Jim Hackett was a long suffering Boston sports fan. Stick tapping a shout out to you, Cincinnati fans. You deserve it. You've been waiting a long time, and good for you. So we're going to trend. We're going to hit those games. We're going to break down today's slate. And is Tom Brady going to retire? All coming up next.
Your exclusive home of Red Sox baseball.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The NFL divisional round kicked off yesterday with the Cincinnati Bengals defeating the Tennessee Titans 19-16, courtesy of a 52-yard field goal from rookie Evan McPherson as time expired. With the win, the Bengals advanced to their first AFC Championship game since 1988 when Boomer Esiason was quarterbacking. Unbelievable. In the nightcap, the San Francisco 49ers defeated the Green Bay Packers 13-10. Pete and I just talked about that, as they also had a game-winning field goal as time expired, with theirs coming off the right foot of Robbie Gould. 45-yard field goal there. With the Titans and the Packers both losing, this is the first time since 2010 that both number one seeds lost in the divisional round. Divisional weekend rolls on today with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers hosting the Los Angeles Rams at 3 o'clock and the Kansas City Chiefs hosting Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills at 6:30. You can hear both those games right here on WEEI. To hockey, the Bruins defeated the Lose-A-Peg Jets 3-2 yesterday, as they have now won their last two games. The Bees will host the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. And finally, the Celtics will be back on the parquet this afternoon as they travel to D.C. to take on the Washington Wizards. Marcus Smart is expected to make his return to the lineup after some reconditioning coming off the COVID list. Tip-off from D.C. is set for 3:30. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More of Hackett and Davidson coming up.
Pats wide receiver Matthew Slater on Maloney and Fourier.
As he looks towards the Patriots offseason.
You know, the coach is always going to push this team. We know what the standard is around here. He's going to coach us to win. We're going to play to win. And that's going to be the expectation year after year. So, obviously, there are a lot of things that we'll look to get better at moving forward. And hopefully we can do that.
Your exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Sports Radio WEEI.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the Fantasy Football Hour. Here's Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah, the 45 is the big number for me, but he did have some interesting comment through the middle of the regular season this year when he was asked about playing the 17th regular season game. He didn't seem to love that idea. So Brady right now, if they do make the Super Bowl, is going to be playing 21 games this year. He's also had to put up with some off-field issues down there that they've had in Tampa Bay. I could see that really kind of wearing on him.
He might get whacked by Bruce Arians.
Oh, he's going to be playing 21 games, all right, Pete. I've got a sense. Sports Radio, WEEI, Hackett and Davidson, your fantasy football guys. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady at it again, 3 o'clock, hosting the Los Angeles Rams in the divisional round, where, Justin, what's his record? Like 21-2 in the divisional round, something ridiculous like that.
I think it is 21-2.
I think it's 21-2.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and Pete, as we were just talking at the top of the show, you know, Green Bay paved the way. As you said again, Moses, the C parts, and it opens up for
it
Brady
does.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you really can't make it up. He's like Moses.
Yeah.
He's just, and, you know, hey, today, and this is an interesting day for Brady, right? Because, you know, the narrative sort of meets, this is where the rubber meets the road with the narrative, because now Brady's going to go out there in a sort of tough spot. No Godwin, the AB thing happens. And, you know, the running back situation's a little weird. Mm. Hopefully Fournette's going to be 100%. But, and he's going up against a tough defense that's got Ramsey, who can take Evans away.
Yep.
So, you know, if Brady comes out here and, you know, methodically wins this game, I know it sounds weird. I mean, Tom Brady's made how many a statement game to me from Brady, like, hey, you know, this is not just about me, you know, being the driver of this incredible car. Like, I'm going to go out there today and be the engine.
He's going to drive it off road and, you know, take it where it needs to go. Yeah. And look,
this is a tough spot for Tampa. This is a matchup, at least for their offense, that, given the injury situation, this is a tough spot for Brady.
It is. And like, they don't, you know, we have talked a million times about the Patriots offense when Brady was here quarterbacking it for 2 decades, you know, it was often an ensemble offense where, you know, he was the driver of the bus, the distributor of everything and moving the chains. Now he's in a situation where all those shiny objects that he had last year, and Mike Evans and Godwin and AB and Gronk and, you know, just go right down the list. They're not as shiny. You know, a lot of them aren't there. You know, Fournette's coming off an injury. Rojo's not playing. You know, we know about Godwin and AB and that disaster. So, you know, he's going to, and also too, two huge injuries. How about Tristan Wirfs and Ryan Jensen, his center and his tackle? Yeah. That's a big thing. So, you know,
that's sort of what I'm getting at. Like this year, Brady, like last year, things really fell in place for that team, especially down the stretch. This year, they're going to have to overcome some things. And I mean, like if they do, next week, I'll tell you right now, I would just if Brady comes out today and like wins this game and you're like, wow, Brady was the factor. I mean, then you just have to absolutely tip your cap to the guy.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate Sean McVay's.
And then the Stafford factor. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's going to be just huge in this game.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, don't underestimate Sean McVay and Matt Stafford's, you know, ability to blow it. Okay, you know what I mean?
I stepped right on your line. That's
okay. But like, right, you know, that's there. You know, it's so that's it's within all those are within the range of outcomes. But, you know, with Brady, it's interesting because two reports I saw this morning, whether they came overnight or early this morning, you know, on his retirement. And you just heard some sound there when we came back from the break. But one that came this morning from Jason LaConfora at CBSSports.com says, you know, the basic quote I took from it is teammates are bracing for his retirement. Earlier, Adam Schefter posted something with he and Jeff Darlington where Brady, and this is no surprise, is going to take time after the season before committing. So we've heard it like the last 2 weeks that the R word, you know, retirement is a little bit, it's a little bit more prominent that we're hearing around the league than we had heard in, you know, in months and all year long. It's a sudden kind of thing. Is it sudden because the end of the season is becoming real? Has his mind changed? Has there been a leak? I'm not sure. And with Brady, it could go 50-50 because all the evidence would point to that he's not going to retire. He still has a year in his contract. There is no really great succession plan ready to go in Tampa Bay. I don't think Tom's the kind of guy that would leave the organization hanging. But he is 44.
He doesn't owe them a thing.
I was just going to say that. He doesn't owe them anything.
He owes them nothing. He came down there and hung a title last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
When he retires, they have to go, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I mean, just thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
Sleepy Tom.
Right, Sleepy Tom. So, you know, so it really, to me, this is a 50-50 proposition. So I'm trying to think of it in terms of how are the games going to play out. The obvious scenario to me that he retires is they go on a run, they win it, and it's like, you know, and again, Giselle will say for the fifth time in a row, how much more do you have to prove? Nothing, I'm out. But to me, there's another scenario or two where he could come back, and again, he's under contract, but say they win today and lose next week, or say they win today and then win in the NFC Championship and then go to the Super Bowl and lose. He's that close. And he had no AB because of his nonsense. He had no Godwin. He had a, you know, partially healthy Fournette. You know, he didn't have his offensive line. God, you know, I can get it. I can get that eighth one. To me, the scenarios of his return outweigh his scenarios of retirement. But I just still think it's a 50-50 call. Where are you at?
I mean, I think he's going to retire. I think he is. I think, you know. I think, and the reason I think that is because the more I look at Brady, especially over the last 2 years, the more I just come to the conclusion that maybe he's like one of the 10 smartest quarterbacks we've ever seen on the planet. Like what he did choosing Tampa was just a brilliant masterstroke. Yeah. You know,
we talked about it in our show in the fall.
Yeah, we talked about
it
last
week.
Yeah, I'm just trying to give credit where credit is due. And I think that same wisdom that made Brady say, you know what, I could retire right now, but this Tampa thing is so unique. Like it fits who I am and this time for me so perfectly. Yeah. I think maybe I could do it. And then he went down and did it. And so now you're looking at year two, we're seeing that classic post-championship things. You know, you had a magical season and now some things are going wrong. And Brady's been around long enough to know. I mean, I would say, like, put it this way, Tom Brady, I would say, has more accumulated wisdom, on-field wisdom, than any player who's ever played in the league, period.
I think that's, yeah, I
because
think that's clear.
Look at how many games the man has started, all the playoff games. Nobody has acquired more wisdom than
Not
Tom
to mention
Brady.
How and quickly he processes over his career. I mean, that's always been
that's
his,
exactly
his go-to.
Saying. That's yeah. exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly what I mean. So my point here is that I think that wisdom is going to allow him to go, wait a minute, look at this. This team, we did it, and we stepped back a little bit this year. Now the realities of being a championship team are about to hit Tampa, right? You know, the Brown thing, obviously, that thing is gone. You're not, the AB thing's over.
That's
Godwin's going to be coming off of an ACL. Todd Bowles probably is going to get a head coaching gig.
He should.
I think that's, yep. he absolutely should.
He should.
I mean, he did a much better job with the Jets than he ever got credit for.
Yep.
I've said this on the show before. He's a really good defensive coordinator. He's earned another shot. I think given all the openings, someone's going to give him a shot, which means they're going to have to, we've seen that the Bowles-Arians union is a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
They really work well together.
Yep.
So they're going to have to, you know, reestablish that defense. And then on top of that, they're going to have to play, you know, what do you want to call it? Like the championship premium, right? When you win, your players become more desirable. You have to pay more to keep the guys you want to keep.
Yep.
And there's a tax for victory, basically.
No question.
So I think Brady is going to look at all this and say, hey, everybody's a year older. I don't have this magical four stud situation that I had going into this year. The most likely scenario is this thing goes one level down next year, not a level up. This is the moment. Like, this is, I just think it just works versus him coming back and playing what is he next year? 45?
He'll be 45 in August. Right? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, I just think Brady has that feel, and I think he nailed it playing the last 2 years. And, you know, but hey, but to your point, here's where I see him coming back. Let's just say they lose and he makes the mistake. I don't know if he can live with
that. Yeah, that's a great point.
He's like, no. I don't want to end my career on that play in this game. And, you know, just to your point, like, he may be the most competitive quarterback I've ever seen.
Competitive person. You know, I've heard.
He's like the people I would compare him to would be like Jordan, Magic, and Bird.
Yeah.
Like, he's like one of those guys. He just
Rocky Balboa. Yeah absolutely.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
You know, but
well played.
But he, you know, but like Fourier has been, you know, his talk, because he played with him, you know, in the earlier days. Like, if they were playing ping pong in the locker room, he had a
That's
look
exactly
that he wanted to
I mean.
Burn a hole through your forehead. So.
Right, like that scene from the Jordan thing where he's playing quarters with the security guy.
Yeah, right. You know? By the way, Newton's
own... And he takes the $20 off the security guy.
By the way, Newton's own Jason Hare did that documentary, a guy, kid I grew up with. I was same age as his older brother. Unbelievable. He also did Jason Hare of Newton's.
I mean, I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm sitting there going... All right, this is good.
Yeah, no, it was. I mean, unbelievable.
I hated those Bulls teams so much.
And I'll give another shout out to young Jason Hare of Newton, Mass. He also did the Andre the Giant documentary. Did you see that? That was brilliant.
I didn't, but I want to because I love.
You
love,
should see it. Really good.
Yeah.
So we're back to Brady. You know, it's everything's in the range of outcomes. The one thing I don't want him to do, and I don't think he will do, I'm just putting it out there, that what I don't want him to do is say, you're right, everything you just said is right about Tampa Bay. Which, where else should I go? And that's what I don't want to see him do. And I don't think he will.
I think that's a 0% possibility. Like you say, first of all, he's got a contract. So, I mean, if he plays anywhere, like Tampa's not going to be like, yeah, Tom, go play for whoever you want. I don't think they would do that, you know?
Yeah.
I just get this feel that he's, you know, what can he do at this point? You know, if Godwin was healthy and, you know, if, you know, this whole team was going to sort of stay together, but it seems to me that the Bucks are going to have some stuff next year. Like, this thing's going to break up a little bit.
Yeah.
Here's what Brady, I don't think can do. I don't think he can go back to Tampa next year, you know, have a decent year, and then they make one more retool. Like, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I think he needs to feel that next year
he's got a real shot, and has that shot going into training camp. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't think this team is in that kind of position anymore.
No, I don't either. I think they've got a good shot this week because, you know, the Rams haven't proven it. They've got a ferocious defense.
Right.
But, you know, Green Bay is now out of the way, Garoppolo likes to give games away. So there is a path, and, he should be ready to go. It's an interesting game.
Yeah, and I agree with the one thing you said I agree with. If somehow Tampa wins it this year, that would be
– Oh, then he's gone. Like, yeah.
Well, either gone or maybe Brady's like, well, I'm going to defend my title. Like, he's that kind of person. I want it. I have to defend my title.
Before we got into this, like I said, it's like, you know, no matter where you think the bet is, like where all the odds and the best outcomes are, it's a 50-50 shot. It's up to him. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of influences both ways.
I mean, I like the idea of Brady leaving now because he just leaves and it's a perfect career.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say. The thing, and I've said this a bunch of times in the show, the thing I don't want to see with Tom Brady is him leaving because something happened.
He had to, yeah.
Because he spiked the ball on the perfect career because he just had it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want the Montana scenario or the Aikman scenario for him because, you know,
you don't want that for anyone.
Exactly. I don't want it for anyone.
And you got the man in the arena, the thing happening right now too. So it's right. Bringing back, I think, a lot of people who might've got lost along the way, or a lot of people who have an axe to grind with Brady and the Patriots and stuff like, I think that helped his overall, the perception of him again, not that he needed help. I'm just saying, I don't think it hurt him. I think the man in the arena thing has reinforced a lot of what we knew, loved, admired, respected about Brady. So, You know, it is. I think in any scenario this year, what you might have just sold me on this, that it is a good time to walk away. I just don't know that he will. And he's got some business to do today, and it's interesting. In today's right. game, you know, the Rams looked good last week, Pete. I loved what they did against Arizona. I had a good feeling about OBJ. And our friends at Jock Market, who joined us a couple weeks ago, I played OBJ, won some cash. I was feeling that a little bit. Odell Beckham Jr., for those who don't get the acronym. But, you know, he's got the deck stacked, not against him, but it's a tough stack to play against. He's got his two most reliable offensive linemen out. You know, and that's a major factor. I mean, so in terms of this game today... The path
my feel on this game is it's Matt Stafford controls the game. Mm. If Stafford shows up and has a good football game, I think the Rams win.
Yeah.
If we get the Stafford we've seen over, you know, the last month or so where he's throwing these loose picks, then, you know.
Could be trouble.
Then the C parts for Brady again.
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
yeah.
We'll see how it plays out. I mean, I like the Rams unless Stafford gives it away. And we'll see how it happens.
Yeah, and that's in the range of outcomes for sure.
Do you want to hit, just because your article, I thought it was pretty good, man. And
thank you.
You're welcome. You want to get to this whole thing with the Patriots? I thought the one thing that we didn't really hit last week, I think maybe the pivot point on how they handle these linebackers is what they do with McCourty.
Well,
let me set the stage.
Pete and I talked a lot last week. I came in, I bloviated for an hour on the Patriots, you know, getting pantsed against Buffalo. But, you know, but I've channeled that energy, and I put it into a productive use on WEI.com on Thursday. It's still
You've
up.
Worked through the stages of grief.
I've worked through the stages. Yeah, I'm moving on. Like, you know what I mean? I've said sorry to everyone I need to say sorry to, all that stuff. So I wrote an article for Thursday morning. It's still up on WEI.com right now, and it's basically, in terms of the Patriots roster, you know, bet, check, or fold. And I went through probably a little bit more than 53 players. I took some people off of IR and on PUP and the whole thing, and just said, look, on this player, would I bet, would I check, would I fold? And it's basically an overview of like what the Patriots' needs are, just in a quick way to kind of roll through it. And what Pete was talking about is what I was opining about last week on the show, which is the Patriots looked slow, 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 slow in the middle of the field on defense. And I think the number one priority is some speed at linebacker. And I addressed that. In the Patriots have a lot of linebackers on their roster, by the way. As I was going through, if they got four or five running backs, they've got like eight linebackers, including some guys on IR, like Terrence Hall, who I think is pretty good, and kid they drafted, McGrone, you know, right. who saw the field. But speed at linebacker is a necessity. And that's what you were kind of picking up last week, and you were just talking about how they might approach it and how it goes to McCourty, I think you said, right, back at the safety position.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, if McCourty comes back, that's sort of one thing. And then you're going to need to find, you know, a speed player to sort of play with him. If you lose McCourty, then you need someone else who's going to need to be that on-field captain, and you roll a different way. But, you know, if you replace McCourty with, say, a special strong safety who can do some different things, that could change the way you look at your linebackers a little bit, because, you know, you move your strong safety around.
You're thinking like a Bob Sanders type?
Yeah, well, right. I mean, I'm just saying, like, I think that's going to be a thing. So if they bring McCourty back, now you're going to have an aging strong safety. Now you're going to need, to your point, you have to bring in that speed player at linebacker, because, you know, you've got three guys sort of all, or at least two guys all sort of aging at the same time, right?
You got Hightower, you know, McCourty, Van Noy, Jamie Collins, all those guys are getting old. And basically, I hated writing this in the article. I'm just going to go back to the linebackers. But the guy, the two guys I did a hard fold on were Hightower and Collins. It broke my heart to write that I want to fold on Hightower, but it's over, man. He's two steps behind. He's got the strength.
Yeah.
Like when he gets to the play after it happens and he just puts a hand on somebody, rips him to the ground, that's awesome to look at. And I appreciate what he did, man. They don't win 51 and 53 without him. But the tread is off the tires. We have to take a quick break. I want to dig more into that article on the Patriots. If you want to call in, 617-779-7937 and get into the Brady retirement question and the Pats, we're all yours up until 9.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's get back to Jim Hackett and Pete Davidson on the Fantasy Football Hour on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, welcome back, Hackett and Davidson. Divisional week of the NFL and last night's Packers leaving it open there for Mr. Brady. And Tommy Boy goes at 3 o'clock with the Rams visiting the Bucks. Tonight, Chiefs and Bills in an epic match with Mahomes against Josh Allen. Looking forward to that one. But we're also talking about the Pats and what they're going to be looking to do in 2022. I have a column. I pinned it up on Twitter at WEEI Hacksaw. It's basically looking at the Pats roster and on who do you bet, check, and fold. We're talking a little bit about that. Brady's retirement, last night's games, today's slate. And right now, before we get back into it, we're going to do the locks of the week for today's DFS slate. In those two games, the Lock of the Week is brought to you by Craftmaster Hardware, Security Hardware, and Locksmith Supplies. For your business at craftmasterhardware.com. Pete, who do you got?
Well, I mean, I think the safest play on the slate is Cooper Kupp. He's obviously the most like expensive play on the slate, too. So, you know, I mean, do what you want. But, I mean, just the lock on this slate, in my opinion, just based on how this thing's going to flow, is Cooper Kupp. I just can't envision him not having a great game.
Yeah, and I'm going to move. I think you're right. I also like, just if you're looking for like a sneaky play, and I said I played him last week in Jock Market, is Odell Beckham Jr. I just like, you know, he's been, it's a little
Don't
tougher
like
matchup.
Yeah,
tougher
though.
Matchup today in Tampa Bay for sure. And then tonight, you know, this is a boring one, but I, you know, Tyreek Hill's been a little sleepy the couple last weeks of the season and in the
playoffs. Thing is, he's not right.
He's not. Yeah,
he's not 100%. I mean, people are saying, well, he had that touchdown last week, so the heel's okay. I mean, I think he's good to play.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's like the full Tyreek right now.
Yeah, I think
for what it's worth.
I think whether they shoot him up with or is it Toradol or whatever happens,
well,
I'm expecting
they're
going to
do that. This would be the week.
This is the week to do it. So yeah. I'm locking up Tyreek Hill.
There you go. You know who I sort of like, Hack? I mean, I just think Odell's matchup this week, like last week he had a really good one. This week he's got a more a little bit of a tougher one with Dean. But the guy I sort of like that game is Jefferson. I think he's a guy who could blow up a little this week. Tampa occasionally has problems with the deep ball occasionally, and he's got the matchup. So, you know, if you want a leverage play, I think a lot of people will run away from Jefferson after last week.
Yeah.
And I think he's got a chance to be a big factor in that game.
All he needs is one play. You know, he's all year long.
Right.
Get
and
like
his
one
price,
catch.
Right.
Yeah. One catch for 45 yards and a touchdown. And that's it. Boom. That you get 12 points right there. I mean, pretty good. So he can do that for you.
And at 4,400 on this slate, he's one of the cost savers where not only you save some money, but if it hits for you, you really gain leverage. And when you're talking about a two-game slate, that leverage is extremely important.
Yeah. I just want to hit the text machine. A lot of texts coming in when we were talking about the Patriots and where to go in 2022. One texter asked, he's like, you said Brady was 21-2 in the divisional round. He is. He was wondering what the two losses were. The two losses were he had the terrible one against the Jets in the Rex Ryan era. And then you may remember Stephen Ridley with the most epic fumble of all time where it got popped out. It went straight in the air. It went like 30 feet in the air. Remember that one?
Oh, that was – yeah. How can you forget it?
And, yeah, and Ray Rice took one to the house in the opening run. So you might have forgotten those. Right. Those were in the divisional round.
So we talked, you know, your article, and we talked last week about, you know, obviously everybody seems to agree that, like, the perfect chip, if they can find the guy who fits, is that receiver who can sort of be an X, who can, you know, run those stick routes for them on third down and all that.
Explosive plays.
I think we all agree on that. The key is, can the Patriots find the right fit? Like, you can't just go grab any guy for this offense. It has to be a guy who's got, you know, the ability from the neck up to play in the scheme. We all know the names of the guys who've worked and the guys who haven't worked. We don't need to go through it. But there is one factor, and I'm sure people have mentioned this, but how many times have we seen an offense where they brought in so many new guys at the same
time? Very rare.
I mean, if you,
very rare.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I then sort of have it work. I mean, it's pretty much worked. So, I mean, so next year you've got, help me out if I miss anybody, but you've got the two, Henry and Jonnu, the two tight ends. Bourne and Aguilar, the two receivers. They're all coming back.
Plus Myers.
Quarterback.
Plus Myers.
Right, now going to be in his second year. And Ramondre, right? Those are like the big six. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. And then the James White thing was sort of the one guy you didn't want to lose because of that was White, and you lost him. That's sort of a bad beat. And then, and maybe this is a big deal, Hack, is, and I assume they're going to tender Jacoby Myers. How could they not with the way he's played? But he is a UDF, a UFA, right? An RFA, excuse me.
He's a restricted free agent. But I think, you know, but he's, I mean, he's not going to cost you a lot. And he's,
you'll give him the tender to make people.
And I think
the second level tender or whatever that is.
So I look at, and I wrote this in the article, like, you know, Bourne is a bet for me. I love what he brings. I think he's got a little untapped upside. I think he's that he could be that security blanket. See, I think
Bourne is. Okay. I like Bourne exactly the way they used him. I think they have his role perfect.
Well, I was just going to say, a lot of people are pining for that that Welker Edelman, security blanket that can move the chains on third down. I think Bourne could be that. I think they went to Myers a lot in those situations, and the guy I would have gone to. In a lot of those scenarios, if he was open, was Bourne. I think they can use him more like that. I think people got tantalized with, a couple of surprising big plays out on the sideline that he took, good distances, good yardage. One he took for a touchdown, some big gainers. I actually think he could be a move the chains guy. I'd like to see a little bit more of that underneath with Bourne. Would.
I personally think the way they use Bourne is perfect. I think what you want to do is find that. They need that guy who can go out against a top corner, run a stick route, and get a first down. Like, that's what they need when you just need a guy to beat a guy. They don't really have that guy. Most of the guys the Patriots have are, like we say, it's an ensemble offense, and
quick
we scheme guys open, and that's how they do it. But occasionally you need a guy who can just go out and win. And right now they don't really have that guy. So if they can get that guy, awesome. But the thing I just love is, like, next year, the six guys we just talked about, all six of them become, scheme sophomores.
Well, a year in the system,
Year
in the system. So. Yeah. And there's something to that.
There really is something to that. Especially when you have this many guys. So you have a whole core that's about to move into year two together. And I think you're going to see a big jump just in terms of, I think the offense is just going to be tighter together, assuming that they keep most of the offensive line together. What they need to deal with, Trent Brown
he's a free agent.
Karras is the other one. Maybe?
Yeah, Karras they should keep. The only hole in what you just said, Pete. The only hole, and this will be a good tease for next week because we might have news on this. We're talking about second year continuity with all the new guys, okay?
Right.
But what if McDaniels is gone? What if McDaniels goes to the Raiders? I mean, that's a big X factor.
That'd be a big deal.
You know, it'd be a big deal. So
that would definitely be a big deal.
They've got a lot to think about. So if you want to check out that article, it's pinned to my Twitter account, which is at WEEI Hacksaw. If you want to get some witty and great fantasy advice and DFS advice, check out Pete at Rotobahn, Rotobahn. And Pete, we'll be doing some, we'll be back next week. We'll be back to the Super Bowl. I just want to put something in your ear. I'm wondering when you're going to start thinking about the rookie class, and we can start maybe bringing that into the show in and around Super Bowl.
I was watching Breece, the kid from Ohio State. Saw yesterday.
Yeah.
He's special. He is a special talent.
All right. That could be a good, like, in between the championship week and the Super Bowl conversation.
Yeah.
So put a pin in that. All right. More WEI. I think it's Dondero and KJ. Is that who's coming up? Yep. And then Fitzy later. All right, guys. Enjoy the games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.